South Dakota has seen two large wildfires this year, and the traditional fire season hasn't even started. But the state fire meteorologist says the intensity of the coming fire season depends on the amount of spring and summer rain. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Ali Konofchinsky has more on the fire forecast for 2016.
Darren Klebo is a state fire meteorologist. He says warm and dry conditions this winter and early spring are related to the two large wildfires in the Black Hills. The good news, Klebo says, is that wetter weather is ahead.
One of the biggest things that we need to have for large fires in the summer months is we need to have drought. And with the expected precipitation over the next few weeks, I don't think we're going to see drought building into the region. And so that leads me to believe that our fire season should be somewhat tame.
Klebo expects to see more off-season wildfires due to warmer temperatures earlier in the year. He cites climate change as a major player in this trend.
On average, we're 3 degrees warmer now than we were 100 years ago. If that trend continues, we typically have enhanced fire seasons when the temperature is higher. And so, you know, the trends are there for those warmer years, and we are gearing up or almost expecting for it.
At least one of this year's large wildfires was human-caused. May is Wildfire Awareness Month, and officials stress using common sense when outdoors, including extinguishing all campfires completely. For those who live in fire-prone areas, officials suggest creating a 30-foot fire-resistant space around the home. This, they say, can help keep structures from burning when a wildfire approaches. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Ali Konofchinsky.